Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Feel Good Friday. We start with you, Tara. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling excited about the fact that this time of year starts to get really busy for me promotions-wise, and it's really fun to see concerts start popping up, and I think we're going to have a really good spring and summer of giveaways, so I'm excited about that because I like staying busy.
Yeah, we are seeing the concert lineup just keep growing.
It's crazy.
Each week we get another stack of tickets for something.
That's what I mean. It's crazy.
What do we get this week? Bryson Tiller tickets came in.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good show. And of course we got like the Chris Brown tickets. Mm-hmm. We got the Nicki tickets. Next week we're going to be doing 3-day festival passes for Boston Calling.
Which is so cool.
Damn.
But you get to see Megan Thee Stallion.
I went on a rant about that poster, I will say, because Megan Thee Stallion's name's smaller than
I know
Hozier and somebody else, and I was like, isn't Megan Thee Stallion like a household name at this point? Like, isn't
Hozier
she
had one song, right?
Well, apparently not, because I got came after when I said this. They're like, Hozier's goated, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm like, okay, I only know that Take Me to Church joint.
That was it. And then I would consider Hozier a
catalog artist.
I would consider him a one-hit wonder.
Megan Thee Stallion is in every Planet Fitness commercial.
Megan Thee Stallion is a superstar.
Right.
It just blew my mind that she wasn't. But anyways, so dope that you guys have tickets to all those, because I do want to see. Also, there's like a bunch of, I think the Killers are playing Boston Calling, and somebody else dope. I forget.
Ed Sheeran? I feel like that's not what you're thinking of. But
Renee Rapp?
To me, that's dope.
I would see Ed. I'd see Ed.
I'm going to go.
Edward.
I'm going to go to the stage for Renee Rapp.
Did you watch the Mean Girls musical?
No.
Don't watch it.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible. I just didn't receive it as well as I would have if I saw it live on Broadway.
So I liked her in...
Okay.
The Secret Life of College Girl. What was the show? Something on HBO Max?
Sex Lives, I think.
Yeah, I thought she was good in that, but I don't...
She has an amazing voice.
Mean Girls is just so
classic. Mean
Girls is
such a timeless classic.
Mean Girls is goated.
Yeah, it's goated. So the musical, I was like, oh. And they changed certain things.
Musicals are weird as hell. I'm sorry. This is like a dude. This is maybe a dude perspective, but like, oh man.
We do this every week where we bash musicals.
Yeah. I just don't need mid-sentence the piano to start playing, and I'm like, but that's why I it's like, bro, like, just talk.
Feel good Friday. What are you feeling good about, Spose?
I am still I don't know if you feel it radiating off me, but I'm still basking in the post-album release glow.
As you should.
I'm still feeling it. I'm still stoked. Album came out last week. What Could Go Wrong? You guys played a bunch of it that last Friday morning, which I appreciate, and you played it on the New It 2 yesterday, which I also appreciate, but just stoked about the response to it, because I don't think I'd really got to like soak it in, into, you know, a lot of people really relate to it, and I was really scared to put it out because it's so emotional and honest, and turns out it is fire and people really like it.
Love it. Feel Good Friday. I'm feeling good about the fact that Ghostbusters is opening up this weekend, and I was a Ghostbusters kid, so I'm a nerd, so I'm gonna go see it.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
A winter storm watch has been issued, going into effect at midnight, lasting until 5 a.m. on Sunday. Heavy wet snow mixing with rain along the coast is expected. 2 to 4 inches for Portland, 4 to 8 inches for Lewiston up through Bangor being predicted right now. The U.S. Justice Department in multiple states are suing Apple, alleging that the company uses anti-competitive tactics to maintain a monopoly with its iPhone device. These alleged practices include degrading Android text by making the message bubble appear green and not blue.
Get your green text out of my chat.
How did they know that we would all not enjoy the green? Because I like the color green.
Right. It's like my favorite color.
Yeah, why are we trained to say, if you have green text, we can't be friends?
When green is in society a positive thing, a green light, like green grass.
They must have done so much research.
I think it's also the fact that there's other things that play into it. Like somebody with green text, when they send you that picture or video, it's pixelated or
it's all messed up.
Always messed up. Also, they mess up the group chat. Like there's not a...
Yeah, because then nobody can actually like... It doesn't show you if anyone's delivered or like it...
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they have a point, because I bet they could just make them show up blue.
Yes, totally.
I bet it's on purpose.
But is that really like illegal?
I don't think so. I mean, Apple, there's definitely like anti-monopoly laws, but right. like also that's like the, isn't that just like what comes with unchecked capitalism? Like you just get, if the goal is just money for money's sake. I don't know.
It's a deeper conversation than we have time for.
Sorry.
Sorry. Money.
There's the potential for a couple big lotto payouts this weekend. Speaking of money. the Mega Millions jackpot sits at $977 million for tonight's drawing. And then Saturday's Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $750 million.
I want it.
You can't win if you don't play, so you got to get a ticket on your
way home. I got to go play.
Well, I really thought I was going to win. Was it this week or last? When the hell was that?
What were you winning?
It was this week. It was earlier
this week. I went to sleep like Monday or Tuesday night. Oh, no, the drawing was Tuesday night. I went to sleep Monday night really thinking I was going to wake up a millionaire.
Did you have any of the numbers? Or like, because I never have any of the numbers. It's like I'm not even close.
I don't remember. I couldn't even remember when the thing was. I just know that we didn't win.
You probably won like $100,000. You just didn't.
No, I would know that.
The 41st annual Maine Maple Sunday is this weekend, celebrated on the fourth Sunday of March each year. Most sugar houses offer samples and demonstrations. Events are planned for both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Sunday, obviously, going to be a little bit better than Saturday with the weather. We got the link up on five things for the Maine Maple producers. They got the map up and all the details on what's going on so you can plan out your Maine Maple Sunday. This is a regular tradition for you that you're not doing this year.
Stoked. Stoked to not do it. Less traditions, less obligations. 2024.
One of my favorite field trips of my entire childhood was we went to this maple
cemetery.
Syrup. No, we went. I just like forgot the word for syrup. We went to this maple syrup factory and they were showing us that, you know, they had this like big vat of it being made and showed us all the trees. And then at the very end, all the kids got a little Dixie cup of vanilla ice cream and had fresh maple syrup drizzle on top. And it was so good.
It is bomb. That is my favorite thing about Maine Maple Sunday is there's traditionally like vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
Or maple flavored yeah. ice cream. And it is so good. The only thing that sucks about it is Maine Maple Sunday is always what, the fourth Sunday in March, which is always friggin' cold. So it's like, you know.
That's crazy.
I'm just not. I mean, I'm down with ice cream all year, but like. I don't know. I just want it to be a warmer day.
I saw recently.
Why can't we do it in May?
Sydney Sweeney did an interview and said a fun fact about her is that she has ice cream, a bowl of ice cream every single night. And that's something people might not expect of her. And I was like, I don't really know if I believe that, but that is something.
I love you, Sydney Sweeney.
I love you too, Sydney. Oh, I'm just thinking about
that
it.
That is something that I practice at home. In fact, last night I had to impulsively go to Target and buy a big gallon of Moose Track.
I just feel like when you
a sweet treat every night, I will faint.
Tara, I didn't hear anything you said after you said Sydney Sweeney.
Big boobs.
As soon as you say,
that's what's going on. I just feel his mind
yeah,
right now.
Yours too. I was like, yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Big boobs. Do you believe that she's having a bowl of ice cream every night? I don't
care. She can do whatever she wants. I don't believe it. No, but like, also she's probably in the gym pretty hard.
Yeah.
So
if I was dating Sydney Sweeney, every night when she came home, I would make sure that the kitchen counter
with ice cream is prepared.
I would have a full spread of like every topping that she wants.
Ice cream sundae.
Whatever. What are we having today,
ice cream
honey?
Social.
Yeah. You know.
Well, that's not very nice to say.
Why?
Because you're gonna make someone very sad because you do have someone that you're dating and you're not making them an ice cream.
Oh yeah, you better
sundae.
Have an ice cream social ready.
Yeah, you're
for
watching.
March
she doesn't like
tonight.
Ice cream like that. I try to get her to go to. The ice cream, what's this place? I can't even think of the name. I'm like, the ice cream store. I try to go to the Dairy Corner with her all the time, and she's like, I don't want to go get ice cream.
Now, that may be a red flag.
It might be. That's why.
Well, you should get a bunch of candies and popcorn and stuff for your movie night.
Sydney Sweeney's ice cream diet is working, though, so... Apparently that's the move.
Did I finish the five things? We got distracted.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nobody's allowed to say Sydney Sweeney on the
that's
on the
off.
Air.
I didn't
she
know
can't
that
be mentioned.
Happen.
Big boo.
It like neutralized me. Like I was like, oh, what are we doing? It threw me off my game.
I think we both looked at each other like,
Oh crap. She's still talking about something.
I'm gonna
I don't
start a fake rumor, a fake headline, and I'm gonna write it into one of those gossip pages that she's gonna get a breast reduction and see what happens. The world will crumble.
One last thing for five things.
Let's not talk about sad stuff.
I have a friend. He's in New York.
Do you?
I do. I have one friend.
And you gave me a look like it was going to be me.
I was trying to think if I want to tell this story, like who's going to hear it.
He's a white rapper from Maine.
No, who's going to hear it?
Okay.
Am I going to get in trouble for saying that's where my mind was going, where I paused? So he dated this girl for years. She got a breast reduction and he went through the like recovery process with her and then waited 6 months. And he was telling us this. He waited 6 months and then broke up with her because of the breast reduction.
That's disgusting. If it really mattered that much, that's crazy because she still had boobs.
Not big enough for him, I guess.
Well, their relationship was not going to work out anyways if that was what he was prioritizing.
He's not one of my friends with like the highest morals, I would say. But
I was going to ask you what his name was. I feel like he's got some Massachusetts-y nickname.
You ready Smitty. For it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You ready for
That's
it?
So
I feel like
up.
I shouldn't even say it because if it gets back, but there's a million of them and you were very close, which is wild to me. And that's the only reason why I'm going to say it.
It sounds like the type of college roommate.
Sully.
Yeah, of course Sully would do that.
I need to have a few words with him because
Sully.
That's despicable.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, they weren't a good match anyways. He was staying in the relationship for the wrong reasons.
Well, what did she say when she was recovering and then finally she took
Thank you for still loving me.
I wasn't there for the breakup. I don't know.
She took her bandages off and he was like, so actually I gotta go. And she's like, is it the boobs? And
he was over the house. He was like, how long do I have to wait to break up with her before like people
to be morally okay?
Yeah, people won't put the two together. And we were like, I don't know, maybe like 6 months.
I cannot believe people like that exist. That's not real.
Last thing for five things. Let me get through this. UMaine takes on Ohio State in the first round of the women's NCAA basketball tournament today. The game's going to be broadcast on ESPN at noon.
I scoured DraftKings when we were off the air to bet on this match.
It wasn't on there?
No. I searched for Maine. I typed Maine into the thing. It's not listed under NCAA women, so maybe I need to figure it out off the air. But I want Maine to win, and I would put money on it.
Yeah.
I'm down to lose a few bucks for us.
I mean, if they come through, that's a big upset. I think they're 15, Ohio State's 2, so...
Yeah, it would be a big upset.
Get some money. Five things you need to know is made hot and made by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. I feel bad for Tara. I don't think you can have more than two dudes in like
the
Sydney Sweeney thing. Sorry about that.
Well, you guys already know how every day I become increasingly more sexist and you're not making it.
You become sexist.
Yeah, I'm sexist against men because I'm like, you guys are all pigs.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to plan anything.
That was my friend, not me.
And you don't know how to plan anything, I feel like, is much worse. Yeah, men are terrible. I as a dude, I can confirm. Not just like in this regard, just like look at the history
They're
of Earth.
They're not all terrible, but just sometimes when I hear stuff like that, I'm like,
look at every
God.
President ever.
Shout out to Sully.
Shout out, Sydney.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
The LA Dodgers have fired Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and friend, according to reports. Ipe Muzuhara has alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker. He told ESPN that he had placed bets on NBA, NFL, and international soccer games. He said, I never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that in spring training. MLB prohibits players, though, and workers from placing bets on baseball games or dealing with illegal offshore gambling houses. Some people believe that Mizuhara was Ohtani's intermediary. So basically, he was placing bets for
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
My first thought is, can we stop? Why do we refer to these gambling things now like it's offshore? It's like, bro, it's DraftKings or something, right? It's just an app.
And here's where it gets a little tricky. Apparently, Shohei gave this guy, his interpreter, his friend, $4.5 million to cover the debts. So that's where people are like, you're just giving him $4.5 million to cover debts. And now they're backtracking and saying that Ohtani is allegedly a victim of massive theft.
Whoa.
And this is like the premier player in the league right now.
Yeah, this is an international super. He just got this gigantic contract. So $4.5 million is like whatever to him. But like,
right.
I don't know.
Do you ever wonder why successful people do things that they know they're not supposed to do?
I just think that successful people get that way because they were doing things that they weren't supposed to do.
Do you think that's how they got successful?
Some people. Yeah, and they can't stop doing it.
I think that's fair.
I think they get to a point where they're like, I'm on top of the world. Nothing can stop me. And then they crash and burn and ruin it all.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about many people. R.I.P.
Kendrick Lamar hopped on Future and Metro Boomin's Like That. The album dropped at midnight, and fans are wondering if KDOT is taking shots at Drake and J. Cole. I'll let you decide. I'm going to play the verse right now for you.
Have you heard this, Tara?
I read it. I read the lyrics.
Oh.
Here it is.
These talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Clicking up, but it cannot be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Mother the big three. It's just big me. Boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery.
He crushed it.
Yo.
First shots fired there. We'll see if Drake's got something in the chamber ready to go, but I'm here for it.
I love it.
Let's go.
I love.
So there was obviously the first person shooter mentioned there. Kendrick and Drake have kind of had like some tension throughout the years. Now he's kind of bringing J. Cole in it. He said the big three and the big three.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting J. Cole.
I love J. Cole catching a stray. He can't hang. He can't hang with Kendrick anyways.
So the big three has been referred to as Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. And he said, it's not the big three. It's just it's big just me.
Big me. And then he said, for all the dogs getting buried.
Oof.
Jeez.
He also said Prince outlived Michael Jackson, and he's comparing himself to Prince and Drake to Michael Jackson. And people have often said that Prince had deeper artistic value.
Well, because the line before, he's like, your best project is light work or something, like the best Drake album that's light work. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, when we really rank the albums as much, I really do love Drake. I went to see Drake. We all went to see Drake.
Yes.
We really enjoy Drake. I'm pro Drake. I'm here for the battle, though, and I'm Team Kendrick. I want to see. But one of my favorite Drake things of all time that still gets me hyped to this day is Back to Back, the Meek Mill disc. So good.
People are saying, do you think that Drake has been waiting for this moment? Because there's tension, and now that the shot has been fired, do you think he's just got verses ready to go to unleash?
I'm sure he's ready to go. I can't. Oh, I love this for us.
He's definitely going to say something at one of his next concerts. Like, do you think he'll wait to put out a diss track? I feel like he's going to, the next concert, probably tonight, he'll say something.
I think of all the people, he really does, as much as people want to diss him for not doing this, he really does respect the, like, hip-hop art form of it.
Oh, he's going to respond.
Will respond with a track. Well, because remember, he dropped Charged Up, and then he dropped Back to Back, and Meek Mill hadn't responded. He's like, "I waited 3 days. Where y'all at?"
Yeah.
You know, it's like so I imagine Drake's got to come back immediately, even though he's on tour. I don't think he's going to say so. I feel like that's like a Kanye thing. Kanye would get up on stage and say something about it, you know, or tweet.
I think he's going to save it for the song, whatever he puts out. It's also interesting to point out that he did this on the Metro Boomin Future album, and Metro Boomin has been going back and forth on the socials with Drake, so we know there's beef there. And there's also been rumors about Future and Drake having a falling out. They were talking about how he was upset that Drake did the 21 Savage album, thought that they had something special, that it was just Drake and Future did the joint album, and then you're gonna go and do another album with somebody else. How dare you?
That's a little silly.
And then that album, does this great album with 21 Savage, and then that album gets one upped by a better collab album, Vultures by Ye and Ty Dolla Sign. It's really just.
Oh God.
I do hope Kanye lets
it's
off.
9:43. We made it until 9:43 without mentioning Kanye. It's pretty impressive.
I wanted to say it last time, but I hope he lets off a little Instagram story. He doesn't really tweet anymore, but Kanye will let off a little Instagram story. I bet he loves that Drake's getting dissed.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. He's going to try to get Kendrick on Vultures 4 or whatever at this point.
Vultures 4, yeah.
Last thing for Dirty on a 30. NBC can't quit Law & Order SVU. They renewed it for a 26th season.
My God.
Jeez, dude. As soon as the show starts, as soon as it's like, boom, and it's like a special unit in the New York police deals with the most heinous blah blah blah. I'm like, bro, where's the remote?
Especially heinous.
I don't ever want to watch this child molester ass show, especially because it comes on. When does it come on? It's right after I watch soccer, because soccer's on like USA or something, or
it's on
whatever.
NBC.
Yeah. I always watch Premier League.
So Peacock as well. They have right. soccer and they have and SVU.
Soccer will end and my son's like watching soccer and I come back in the room and it's like Ice-T holding a gun to a child molester in the subway. And I'm like, where's the remote? What happened?
I do enjoy Law & Order SVU Ice-T Marathon, I will say. I like Ice-T. I like Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay is fun to say.
Yeah,
it is a fun name. You know what's weird is when I was in middle school and high school, this was my show. I watched it every day. I had seen every single episode up to the current season of that point in time. And then one day, I think my brain just developed more. And I said, oh my God, this could easily happen to me. And I do not welcome that into my life. And I never watched it again.
You know what's weird to me?
I think I feel the same way. Like, I've watched it. Maybe this was like a phase where it was like,
I think I was not fully understanding.
And I was like, why do I subject myself?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know what's weird to me is that Ice-T was on, started on the second season. So he's been doing this show for 25 years playing a cop. And he had a song called Cop Killer. It's just funny how the world works out.
Well, it's hilarious and genius by Ice-T to like get that cop money.
Yeah.
Who would have thought
when he dropped Cop Killer, he would end up being on one of the longest running dramas on television playing a cop for 25 years.
Most people are going to know him as a cop.
I bet he did not expect when he got on the first season that he did of that show that he would have job security for all these years.
Like, this is the rest of my life. I'm playing an SVU detective.
For real.
25 years. Ice-T still like...
Damn. I don't think it's 25 years, though. It's like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. No, it's like they're 20, on... It's 26 seasons.
No, I think it's even longer. When was...
1999.
The first...
Really? Is the first season? Or you just math it out? No. That's crazy.
No, I did not math it out.
99. It's been 25 years. They don't
damn,
do multiple...
I didn't think that show was that old.
The other day, I had to use my calculator on air to see how old I was in 2005, because Ryan asked me, and I was like, I'm completely drawn a blank.
I wow. guess she was 10 and she goes, I was way younger than that.
I had to have been way younger than that. I was 9.
Tara's like, let me on College Jeopardy.
Hey, I said no math. I said, maybe that wasn't with you, but I said to Ryan, I was like, if you pull up these questions, no math.
They don't typically do math questions.
Did you prepare questions? Because that would
no.
be fire.
I wish he did.
I'm going to do it for next week.
I was studying last okay. night.
We were debating, do we do College Jeopardy or do we do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That's a good question, too.
Wait, can I make a suggestion? Because when I was practicing last night with the practice test, the college...
You're practicing?
I wasn't ready for this. The college ones, very tough, only got some right. Most of them, I was like, I've never heard of this in my life. They have one for teens, like teenagers.
So you want to do Teen Jeopardy.
And that one, I was like, wow, I feel so smart.
Yeah, when you were saying last week, you're like, College Jeopardy is easier. I'm like, no, look at these nerds. These are like, it's like Harvard, Yale.
I think we have to start with College Jeopardy because that was what the debate
was. That
was
the
over.
Debate. It's not Teen Jeopardy. We're not doing juvenile Jeopardy out here.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep studying and I'm also brushing up on my Spanish. So get ready to
I have a bunch
lose.
Of questions.
Wait,
first
are we
going to
be in Spanish? Is this just a side
Spanish
skill
questions.
You're doing? No Spanish questions.
First one to get 3 right. We'll do that. I'll get you a bunch of questions.
So after
week.
I get 3 right, can we make some sort of like trophy or something? Can I win something?
Well, how are we going to do it? Because we need to be able to read.
We're going to get this computer replaced. So whoever wins gets the old computer.
Can you hear this?
Gets the old. I want, you know what I want if I win? I want Tara to have to go a week with no coupons.
Can you hear this?
Oh.
Because that would be how I would...
We need like a lighter. I bet we could go on Amazon and get some sort of like cheap like bing, buzzer.
Yeah, but it'll take 2 weeks to get here because we live in Maine.
We'd spend so much money on everything.
It'll take an hour to get to somewhere in Massachusetts. But anyways, Dirty on the 30 is made how to main by side by each brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn. And we have somebody on the text that said, born and raised in Minot, pronounced Minot versus Minot. So,
well, there you have it.
Wait. How do they type that? You're just reading it.
Minot.
They put my-nit versus my-not.
Oh, okay. So Minot.
Minot is what they say. They said born and raised in Minot, pronounced Minot.
Minot. Okay.
There you have
it. Like we're knitting.
Minot. We're going to keep it at that.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
Gunna tickets to give away. Gunna is going to be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on June 1st. I got to be honest, this is going to be a surprise to me. I wasn't paying attention. What is the topic for today, Tara?
We really were deep talking about something else, and Tara tried to give us... It's like when a kid's trying to tell their parents something and their parents aren't paying attention. They're just talking about something else. Except and Tara was like, I'm done. You're going to get surprised. So here we go.
Except what Tara was saying was actually important versus the kids probably just being...
Yeah, yes. We're
trying Story of my life. I'm trying to say something important and no one's listening. Okay, so the topic today is, what's a friendship red flag or ick, in your opinion?
Friendship red flag.
Friendship. Not talking about romantic relationship. I'm talking about friendship.
I can think of a bunch of things I do in a friendship relationship that would be a red flag that I've been told are a red flag.
Nice. Ooh, hit me. Yeah, what are they?
I like to order appetizers for the table.
Oh my God.
That gets on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, no.
That was my thing.
It's a good answer thing. That someone would say about someone else.
That was my thing in college.
Because he doesn't want to pay for it.
So in college, I would be like, let's get the onion rings for the table. And then the bill would come and they would go, who got the onion rings? I'm like, I think we ordered that for the table. You had one, right?
Oh my God. Wow. Is that just a cheap move? Like, you do it on purpose to not have to pay for it all?
He was doing it on purpose.
But I was doing it on purpose.
That's what I'm
college.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a cheap move you do, would do to I be cheap or to get away with not having to buy it all?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I wouldn't do it on like a date.
Yeah,
but if
that's
I'm
a red flag for sure.
I'm out with the guys. I'm like, we'll have the poo-poo platter here for the table, you know?
And you're the person that the second you guys get in separate Ubers and the door shuts in one that you're not in, they're like, I love how he just decided we're all paying for his appetizer.
Be like, but you ate this. You ate the spare ribs. You ate
one onion ring, right, bro? Wow.
Oh my God.
I've changed. I've matured. I'm just saying that's become a running joke now that we're adults and we go out to eat and they'll say, Ryan, we're not ordering anything for the table. I'm like, come on, guys. That was like 19 year old Ryan. I've matured since then.
That's so funny.
You got a friendship red flag?
I feel like I need to think of something that I do that's a friendship red flag. I will leave people on red for weeks. Like, I think is maybe something I do. Like, someone will message me. It'll even be like something important, like, so, or not something important, but something really nice, or like I'll send a voice message to somebody, they'll send one back, and then I never listen to the one they send back or something.
What?
Or like, yeah, I'll just leave it. I'm a little, there's certain friends, even like acquaintances, who will hit me up about stuff and I'd read it and I just don't respond.
I feel like sometimes I'm not, this is going to sound weird, but maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. I don't have the mental capacity at a point to respond, but I do have the mental capacity to look and read your message. So I'll open it and go, oh. And I'm like, I can't craft a response right now. And then I forget about it. And like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, shoot. Or the next time they hit me, I'm going,
well, if this
oh,
were
right.
30 years ago, no one would even be talking about being left on red because you'd call someone and leave a voicemail and you were lucky if you got a call back.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not
and you were
bad.
Still friends.
I think something for me that's like a little bit of a friendship red flag or just like something that I don't like is when people will send you like a bunch of like Instagram reels. Like if you send me one Instagram reel ever that I'm like just non-response, like it doesn't make me feel anything, or like I'm
are
like, why did you send me?
Are these people your friends?
Yes, friends of mine. If you send me one crappy, one weird, or not, I don't even want to use the word weird, one Instagram reel that I'm like, why'd you send me that? We're done.
I feel like in our group text, I'll send you guys a meme or a reel, but
it's topical.
It's topical. It's something that we talked about on the show or relatable. It's never just like, oh, I think this is funny. You know who else has my humor?
Right. Yeah. That I don't want that.
Bizarre that you don't want that.
I know. I don't want it.
Weird. It's,
you know who I want it from?
These
are even people I really like and respect and will text message and talk to one of these people on the phone a lot. I just know if I have like three Instagram messages from them, I'm not opening them. I know it's friggin' reels that are jokes or like what that I don't need. I don't care.
All right. Well, that's your red flag. That's his red flag. You have a chance.
So weird.
You have a chance to say yours. What's your friendship red flag?
Send good reels. And
why?
I'm not,
you don't even want to watch them.
If they're good, if you have like a perfect track record, like, yes. But like one time that it's like, I'm like, what? Why?
So, well, that's almost offensive when you get a reel that you don't find funny whatsoever and you don't understand the point of it. And you think, why the hell did you just send me that? You know,
yeah.
I don't like that. That's not funny. That has happened to me before. And it's not.
It kind of changes how I feel about what I'm.
Yeah.
Getting from these people, like, all right, I don't trust your content.
Okay. All right, I understand what you're saying now.
What do you got for us?
My friendship ick is for the girlies. When this was when I was way younger, but there was always that friend, I feel, where you'd be at a party or somewhere and you'd be like, oh my God, that guy's so cute, I want to go talk to him. And your friend would go, oh, me too. And you're like, no. I already said something.
So you're saying that because you claimed it.
And then it would turn into, am I a bad friend because I said it? Well, I said it first. You didn't say anything. You should have said something.
Interesting.
And it seems
that's a
like,
big friendship red flag. I do think
and
maybe.
I'm like, why do you want to talk to the guy that I want to talk to?
I think maybe in high school-ish, I was a little guilty of being that as like the dude version. Like, I'm like,
you would claim dibs, or you would be like, no, oh, like, yeah, if, me too, I got next.
Not even like that, but like, not even like to their face, which is a little shisty, but like,
oh my gosh.
But
so
like,
insane.
Oh, I'm like, oh, if you like this,
Mr. Steal
if you
your
like
girl?
This guy, like, yeah, like, I know I have a shot. Like,
okay, maybe that's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're the friend, like, you also, there has to be a balance. Like, how often are you claiming a guy? Because you
I don't
could
know.
Be,
you'd have to ask
you could
my
be,
friends.
You could be the friend in the group that every time there's a guy that walks into the room, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to go talk to, you can't choose every guy. You got to leave some for the rest of the friends, or else there's going to be.
That's totally true. But I feel like I had a very strange taste in men. So when I would have a friend that would say, me too, I'd be like,
shout out, Tucker.
Yeah, sorry, Tuck.
Sorry.
Sorry, young
I
Tuck.
I love a nerd that never leaves the house. No, but Tucker is very cute. Tucker is very cute. And a few of my friends did think he was cute as well. And I said, well, that's too damn bad.
And he got offended that I asked.
And Amanda's
question.
Like, I'll take the brother then.
No, she had the brother. She, okay. She was already with the brother. Oh, what did he get offended?
He got offended by the, if you hit the lotto, if he hit the lotto, I asked, would he break up with you?
Yeah, that was a weird question that Ryan asked.
Would he?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Ryan was insinuating that most men, if they won $500 million, would say see ya to their lady of the
really?
Moment.
I wasn't insinuating that. It was a hypothetical question.
And so we called him and he said, absolutely not.
It's like when artists become famous and then they're like, well, now I have another level that I can, you know, like French Montana, I feel like was dating somebody and then he got famous and he was like, I'm going to go get a Kardashian.
That is a conundrum, I will say.
Well, he would not leave me. And then
he made
wanted,
it very clear.
He made it very clear. And then when I came home for lunch, he was like, the first thing that I would do if I won $500 million is I would go down to City Hall and I would marry you so that if I ever died, you'd get half of it.
Wow. Your impression of him is insulting. The first thing I would do.
Yeah, do you know?
And then the second thing.
Do you know that? That meme that's like, she is very gorgeous to me.
Yeah.
That reminds me of him so much.
What's the freaking question? Oh, friendship
ick.
Friendship ick or red flag.
207-807-1104. Give us one and you could be going to see Gunna. Anthony from Bath, give us a friendship ick or a friendship red flag.
You know, probably getting one of those pimple popping videos on Instagram. I really don't like those.
I'm with you, man. Someone sends me one of those, I'm out.
So you're agreeing with Spose. Sending you bad content is a red flag.
Or even worse, if it's your girlfriend.
And she's sent, yeah, no.
Yeah, it might be gross. Time to break up. Chantel and Sokka, what is a friendship ick or a friendship red flag?
If you're having like a bad experience with your partner or family member and your friend is contributing to that negativity train, like your friend should always be positive. Like, hey, you should take a breath or... hey, you should talk it out. But instead, they're like, oh, yeah, F them. You know what I mean? Forget about
them.
Oh, yeah. Eat them. That's a red flag.
Well, sometimes it really is F them. And you're like, please, you're begging your friend to leave this person.
Yeah, but you should always turn the other cheek. You should always be the bigger person, regardless of what's going on, right?
See, I would say it drives me crazy because I would be like, why are you saying neutral? You should be siding with me and say F that, you know what? You know? Like, you should be on my side.
Yeah.
They can be on your side and also help keep you on the positive path. You don't want a friend who's always negative.
So if you're complaining about your significant other and you're like, oh my God, I just can't take it anymore. I feel like I hate them. And they're like, yeah, I hate them too. You go, wait a minute. You're not allowed.
What do you want them to say, Shan? What do you want them to say there?
I want them to check you and just like, you know, okay. You need to be an adult and talk to your significant other. Like if it's so bad you're going outside of your relationship to talk negative about your partner, then you need to reevaluate some things.
It's nice to have a level-headed friend sometimes too to say, you're just upset.
Right. Like here, your feelings are valid, but I still think you should XYZ. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right, Chantel, I got good news for you. We picked your number. We're going to be hooking you up with tickets to see Gunna. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Congratulations, Gunna. June 1st, you're going MGM Music Hall at Fenway. You're in the building. Woo woo.
Do you have any non-red flag friends you could bring?
Yeah, I could think of some.
Nice.
What do we get on Facebook for some answers?
Going to your friend about something and they immediately change the topic to a conversation about themselves.
Ooh, good one.
Oh.
I have acknowledged a problem about myself and have worked on this since someone pointed it out to me when I was like 20 years mm-hmm. old, that like no matter what, I try to tell like a better story. Or like
okay.
if you bring something up, I'm like, oh yeah, you don't, because really what people want to, they want to be heard. They want to be heard, and it's not like a opportunity to talk about yourself. It's like, okay, let them say their piece.
I'm guilty of that as well.
And try to
But I also understand that someone like you, and I think any normal human being, wants to relate in conversation and say, oh, I know what you're going through. I went through this as well. And then, but then that can hurt your friend who's like, I just need to vent.
I think there's just a balance. And if you're always being like, I think even in my relationship, I've had the issue where Maura would tell me stuff and I'd be like, well, in my life, this is how I handle it. And it's not always about relating it to your life. It's sometimes.
You just got to listen.
Well, exactly.
And I think maybe in my case, there's a little bit of like one-upsmanship to it, to like, here's my better story in a way, you know, which is just not.
That's what someone else said. They said constantly trying to one-up you, even if it's bad stuff.
What else we got on the
selective loyalty? I feel like this is a thing a lot. If a friend group, if someone has a falling out with someone in the friend group and selective loyalty comes into play, it's like, well, they didn't do anything to me, so.
I don't think I had selective loyalty, but growing up, I was able to navigate different friend groups, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like they were beefing gangs or anything. It was just like I got along with, you know, the kids in drama and I got along with the basketball
team. Yeah, same.
They never ask you about yourself.
Yeah, it's all just let me vent and rant about my own things. And so, and I acknowledge like I am a little bit like that, but I always am conscious of it and will throw in like, how are you doing? Or like something at the end to try to make up for my.
That's why
talking about myself.
Carrie Bradshaw is the worst character in all of television. That's her biggest flaw.
Talking to your significant other for any other reason other than planning a birthday or holiday party.
Oh, like talking behind your back to your wife or whatever?
I've had conversations about this where my significant other has a girlfriend that her boyfriend was talking to one of their other friends, not about dating, but had like a 45-minute phone conversation. And I was telling Maura, I'm like, I can't imagine ever being in a 45-minute phone conversation with any of your friends for any reason whatsoever. Even if
stirring the pot.
Even if I was like calling to be like, hey, I'm gonna propose. What do you think I should? Like, that's a 10-minute conversation in my mind.
Mm.
There's no need for me to ever be on the phone with one of your friends for 45 minutes. So I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I in my mind, I think of a bunch of people I know who are essentially girlfriends or wives of friends of mine who I just maybe will have a quick little Instagram back and forth, but it's not like a long
conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the long phone conversation where I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one, when you go to your close friend with something personal and they turn it into gossip with others.
Oh, yeah, that's definite.
That's not helpful.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Top five main sandwiches according to Spose.
Okay, here we go. Number five is Subway. I eat the tuna sandwich at Subway all the time.
That's not even real tuna.
I know.
What?
It's dolphin.
I was not expecting that.
Okay.
That was my favorite sandwich before I had to break up with Subway.
Immediately.
Break up with Subway?
Because of the tuna scandal.
Oh, man, it's great.
Immediately, this list has been discredited, but you can continue.
Well, you told me it could be a chain. All right.
I didn't know it was going to be the tuna sandwich at Subway.
All right. Number four, I'm going. There's a place in Wells called the R&R Bistro, and they do a bomb caprese sandwich, which I add like a meat to because it's kind of just like.
What do you add? Prosciutto?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm going Amato's. My friend Zach Jones, who's this great musician, told me Amato's sucks. Is his take.
No,
I just don't agree. I don't agree. The bread's good. Everything's pretty good. I go classic Italian cold cut.
See, I would take any Italian sandwich from Massachusetts over any Italian sandwich in Maine.
Well, you are from Massachusetts, and so I would understand.
Just better down there.
That. Am I at two? Yeah. I'm going Skins sandwiches in Moody, Maine, which is a fictional but real town between Wells and Ogunquit. It's called the Wine and, it's the Wine and Cheese Shop, which looks pretty decrepit right now. It's like a shape of a wedge of cheese with like a
what?
Awful looking decrepit mouse on top of the building. And I don't even know that they're open right now. It's really not looking well since Skin passed away, the guy who runs Skins. But inside Skins, which is a wine and cheese shop, you can go to the back and you can get a sandwich. And this is like a local secret kind of thing. But the sandwiches are like fresh, you know, fresh from the, you know, sliced and everything. Very good. So shout out Skins, number two.
Why is it Moody a fictional town? Is it because that's like a Stephen King town or you're just making that up?
I don't know that that town is a real town, but it has a post office. You know, it's like Springvale is part of Sanford, but is it its own town?
It.
You know,
sense.
Type of thing. So Moody is like a mile, the mile of space between...
I've never heard of this place, and I'm obsessed with, what'd you call it?
The wine
decrepit mouse.
The decrepit mouse.
Do you have a picture of it? Can I see it?
Well.
I like it. He's cute.
Oh, my God.
That's better days. That's looking much better than it's looking
better
right now. Yeah, it's grim. They need a new mouse and a paint job for real.
But hidden gem for a sandwich.
Hidden gem for a sandwich, yeah.
Number one
sandwich in Maine. I'm going steak and cheese.
Okay.
At Bennett's in Kennebunkport.
I like Bennett's.
Love Bennett's. Been. The bread is 10 out of 10. Elite. It's like they just made it. It's so good. And they do have parking reserved only for Larry Bird, which I like.
Oh, I love that.
Like you can't park there.
One time I fell in love with the boy who made my sandwich there.
Oh, there you go.
I never saw him again. And
so he's perfect.
Yeah.
What did it for you?
Everything. The way he made my sandwich with love, the way he looked, the way he looked at me. And I had butterflies in my stomach and then I was too scared to do anything about it. And time went on and I've never seen him again.
Oh, missed connection.
207-807-1104 if you one time made Tara Fox a steak
would
and
never
cheese.
I remember.
Was it a steak and cheese? You don't.
No.
I don't picture you as a steak and
no,
cheese girl.
I got turkey, lettuce, black olive, pickle, American cheese, salt, pepper, drizzle of olive oil.
Regular.
Okay.
It's a very regular thing to order.
I'll come up with something else for top five next week.
For a second, I thought you meant regular size, and I'm like, I don't remember what size I got. No, you were just calling me basic.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
I'll give you
top five Tara Fox basic traits
I'll
for
give
next
you,
Friday.
Everything.
I'll give you a couple days instead of a half an hour.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. I'm ready to come in swinging. I'd love to come in confident because this list was I had Subway on the list, which honestly was a little intentionally hot take, but
well, you had four other solid picks. We'll give it to
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Yeah. All right.